So what I learned how to do a long time ago was vibrate up a field of energy, project it into the quantum field through the quantum, into the quantum universe, and have everybody, if you would, and we'll just go ahead and do it here, everybody that can listen to this in the future, now stand up, pull your feet close together, have them very close together right there. You want to do it too, Beverly.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And let's also say if you're elderly, you may not want to stand up because we don't want to cause any problems.
Elderly, you have a hard time standing, don't do this. But you feel it sitting down. It's just not quite as strong. But if you're standing up, you normally feel it stronger. So stand up there. Pull your feet close together. And I'm going to be quiet for about 10 seconds here. See if you feel it start happening on you. And I'm going to send it into the quantum universe.
The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
He has unique abilities. His brain has been studied for 26 years and the research is still ongoing. Scientists are saying his brain works different than anyone else they've ever studied. And this guy I'm talking about, his name is Ed Edwards. He is an energetic medicine specialist, and he uses his gift to help people. His website is ededwards.com. That's eddedwards.com. And I'm going to be talking to him today. Now, Ed, I wanted to ask you, you know, you have said scientists have been studying your brain for 26 years. You've been in a lot of experiments, a lot of research has been done, and scientists are blown away. What is it that makes your brain so special that they say it's different than anybody else's they've ever studied?
Well, I've been playing with its energy ever since I was a young kid, 3 or 4 years old. And by playing with it since I was a young kid and knowingly knew operating and playing with the higher brain functions, and of course at the time I didn't know what I was doing, but I was changing the polarity fields from positive and negative back and forth in my brain. And I learned how to do some crazy little things that I could do sitting or standing that other people in a room or so could feel. And I grew up playing with that. Well, the scientists say that because I was playing with these energies of my brain and moving that energy back and forth, that my brain wired up differently than all the other kids that got what I'm doing beat out of them.
So How did you do that? How did you play with the energy?
Okay, well, we'll back up just a hair more. In my hometown, rural town of Clayton, Georgia, my grandmother was known as a hands-on Christian healer. So she did hands-on healing on people up in the rural country, which was a handed-down gift through the Cherokee Nation that she picked up, got hers from. And so she did this energy constantly on me for the first 3 years of my life. And so by the time I was 3 or 4 years old, I could do it, create
it. Is this kind of like Reiki, you know, where energy comes through your hands and it...
This is Reiki times 4,000 in measurable energy.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Well, I can do demonstrations that will blow you away here in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll have one here till the end.
Okay. But since I played with these energies, my higher brain functions, I learned how to push and pull people, set up electrogravity waves. I could stand there and any distance away from them, look at them, and cause a gravity wave to pull them backwards or push them forwards, back and forth. And I learned that really good at about 7 years of age in church. I was in church, had two buddies from preschool that knew what I could do. And we were in about the second, third grade there, and I was sitting up in the balcony of church during main service for the children's set, and we could look down and see the main congregation and all, and the preacher always had prayer at 11:30 and then silent prayer. And my intuition, I always learned to follow it good. Well, we would be sitting up in the balcony, and a couple of my friends knew what I could do, and our preacher would always have prayer at 11:30 for a minute or two and then have silent prayer. And one day I was sitting up there, and my intuition, when the preacher started praying, said, turn the energy on DC negative and pull backwards on everybody down below. And I was just looking at it, so I just started doing it. I could feel the energy pulling on. I could see people moving around down there. My two buddies sitting beside me could feel the tingling going on in them as I was doing it. And then the preacher got in and went to the silent prayer, got totally quiet. My intuition said, let go of the energy and push just as far as you can. And when I did, about 15 or 20 people farted real loud downstairs and stuff. And we just kind of, oops, what? Oh, my God, did I do that? And my buddies were just kind of giggling like crazy and stuff. And so we said, well, we'll try it again next Sunday. I tried it again the next Sunday. And sure enough, I made people fart during silent prayer. So I practiced that from the time I was 7 till I was 14. Any chance I got, any organizational meetings where they'd have prayer and silent prayer, I would play with the energy and see how many people I could cause to expel gas.
Oh, my stars.
That's one of the mischievous things I learned how to do.
Well, it sounds
another thing I learned to do was I learned how to generate electrical fields. I learned how to turn my brain into a power-producing system and generate an electrical fields, which I found out came in to be real handy because up there in rural northeast Georgia, there was a lot of bullies around in there, and I used to get picked on a lot when I was a little kid because I was the smallest runt in the class. And then I learned how one day I turned on an electrical field when the bullies were coming at me, and they got within about 10 feet of me like they was coming at me to beat up on me like they would do. And all of a sudden, three of them started peeing all over themselves like crazy.
Oh, my. So you're controlling other people through energy fields.
Correct. Yes.
Wow.
Whenever I'd feel threatened, I could activate an electric field around my body that if anybody was threatening coming into me, it would be an electric field that would cause their bladders to release.
Sounds like you were somebody that you didn't need to mess with. Pretty mischievous.
Well, I was a fun, mischievous kid. I loved friends then.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Oh, me. So how did this progress? Now, this started when, how did this progress? This started when you actually started playing with this energy when you were two or three
years old. Actually, I was aware of it, very much aware of it. My grandmother would do her form of it to me, and I could feel the electric tingles running into my body. And she did it, and then I learned how to recreate it by the time I was three-ish, four years old. And then the time I got into preschool, I sat around on the floor and start playing with this energy in my body's electric system, and the other kids sitting there with me just start tingling. A couple of them make a mess or two in their panties.
Yeah. Can you move things with your hands? Can you actually like move a pen or move things?
No,
like
sure
that?
Can't.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
But I can stand people up and cause them to fall off balance from about any distance.
Because you're pushing and pulling the energy through
of living systems, yeah.
Living systems, okay. So you basically affect living systems.
Living systems, electrical fields. I can interact with them.
Okay.
Which, as my grandmother did hands-on healing in our little community, she would have people would come in, got burned, or couldn't stop bleeding, or different problems, or bring babies in with thrush and stuff. She'd clear it right up for them.
And it really did work.
It really worked.
Well, do you think
people come back whenever?
Do you think this is a type of energy possibly that Jesus and some of the apostles and disciples used in the Bible to heal people?
Same identical energy. Same stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, more and more people are learning about these energies, and I talk about this from time to time on this show, but there's still a lot of people that just don't believe in this stuff and just don't get it, but it's getting more and more where more and more people are believing it, but this is something that is absolutely fascinating, and science, and I've talked about this before, science has actually proven that this stuff is real, and you said you've had 26 years of research. So what are some of the things they've done to actually prove this stuff scientifically?
Well, scientifically, they have proven in the EEG studies that they conduct on my higher brain functions. Ever since December 2015, I got introduced to the DOPS lab at the University of Virginia, Division of Perceptual Studies and Integrated Medicine. So I go up there every 2 or 3 months, and we do 1 to 3 days of brain mapping, where it'll take them 2 hours to plug 128 wires into my head in a brain mapping cap, And then I wear this harness that they, when I go into the chamber, it takes them just a couple of minutes to plug me into the main computers in there. And I sit in a recliner, and so they map my brain. Well, the phenomenal things that they're finding where I'm different from other people, they say everybody else, nobody ever played with this energy like I did. So their brain's hardwired up to where they're operating either in alpha or beta state roughly when they're awake, sitting there. They're only in one state of mind. And that's what we've heard all these years. Said, well, people are all in alpha state of mind. We're trying to get them to shift it just a little bit so that it makes them a little easier or this and that. You know how you've heard all that for these many years. Well, what freaked them out was they wouldn't tell me the results the first time of the lab runs. It was a year and a half before they ever come out and told me what my brain was doing. And they said, Eddie, we believe because you played with this energy since you were a little kid, as you grew up, and it wired into your brain. Your brain wired up totally different from everybody else that did not play with this energy. And they said, my brain is constantly operating from alpha down to theta in real time, all the time. It don't shut down. It's not stuck in one level of consciousness. It's locked into all levels of consciousness. It's constantly shifting and moving in my head. They'll find pulses at one frequency on one side of my head. They'll find the complete opposite of those pulses on the other side of my head. They find things going on in there that show that I'm not right brain or left brain. I'm all brain. Everything's just flowing and functioning, and energies are going through there doing all kinds of things. And so I sit in a chamber, and I'll have a computer run an experiment for over an hour, and it's telling me every 48 seconds to fire this energy or relax this energy. Fire the energy and relax it every 48 seconds, and it'll split it up sometimes and give me two rest periods or two energy periods to show that the data's not being systematically set up. So we get some very interesting results off of it.
Yeah. So now you're saying basically that you know, they say that most everybody, we just use a very small percent of our brain's capacity. You're saying you're using 100% of your brain.
90-something% of it.
Well, that's close enough. 90-something percent. Mm-hmm. And of course, and they've found nobody else that can do this. And this gives
you... Well, not yet, but they haven't tested this. A few thousand people, all they've tested in the various studies around the country. Anywhere they can do EEG studies, that is data they can collect and compare to.
Have they found anybody else that can do this type of stuff?
No, they can't. And if y'all go to my webpage, on the front of the page, I've got a 13-minute audio clip there from the doctor that studies me at the University of Virginia. Dr. Ross Dunsey was on a radio show at the Monroe Institute, and I've got an audio clip on my front of my webpage for about 13 minutes of him talking about his research and then what they found was so different about in my brain. They call me the monster PK or the PK expert. I'm in the formal studies now there because I have proven that I can turn PK on and off.
What is PK?
Many, many times. Psychokinesis.
Okay, now, I read some on your website, and again, his website is ededwards.com. It's really interesting, but I was reading your website the other night, and you said that you have this ability is kind of in your genes. Is this part of just your genetic makeup that makes you more able to do this?
I've had the chance now to acquire 133 acres of land there in my hometown and build an energetic health and healing retreat center, kind of like the Hippocrates Health Center is in Florida here. But I want mine based more on energetic medicine, and I've got all kinds of doctors all over the country and special therapists that will come in and work with me up there if I get it going. I was digging through the Cherokee writings from the 1800s, and I stumbled across some writings that were written about the Cherokee that lived in my county, right there in my area, and they were known as the Catua. My area was known as the Anakatua Indians, And once I started looking at the ancestry and the writings of this, they said this one special tribe of Indians, which were the center point of the Cherokee Nation, this group of clan of Indians had the abilities to have power over the forces of nature and can do these great energy type healings. They had written up there from the 1800s, described me to a T, and the location and stuff of where these Indians were at was in my county, and up into Bryson City, North Carolina was the actual seat of it, which is about 40 miles up the road. And so my area was considered one of the seven towns of Catua, the Catua Nation. The Catua Indians came here to the northeast mountain area mountains in around 400-500 AD from an island off in the South Atlantic. They come from that island in the South Atlantic because warring nations from South America kept attacking them, but they were so smart and intelligent and had these controls of nature and stuff, they were always able to be came out ahead. They were victorious every time they got attacked. But they got tired of it, so they all packed up, a small clan there, packed up from their island, and came up into the northeast Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina mountains, and set up base camp there around 400 AD. And so as they mingled with the other other Indians of the area, it's what they formed the Cherokee Nation there.
Okay.
And they had all these special abilities. And there's writings in the 1800s of these Indians able to do things that I'm able to do.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So I figure, plus my grandmother had 30% Cherokee blood in her. I figure I've got about 7%.
Yeah. Well, can anybody learn to do this? I mean, can anybody learn to do this?
Yeah.
Or do you have to have those special genes?
Okay, anybody can learn to do quite a few things. To really learn to do at my level, I've got to get you started before your brain reaches maturity so that it does not wire up with that wall in the middle like everybody has.
Are you going to teach people how to do this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the whole idea of my center is to teach adults and have a children's teaching center in person and online. I'm working on setting up a great internet teaching program where I can teach this in in-person classes or over the internet.
Okay, what's the purpose?
The big thing is to get, pardon?
What's the purpose? What's the big benefit? I mean, it's pretty neat, but what's the benefit of doing this? Does it just help a person get smarter, be more intelligent or healthier? What's the purpose of actually going to the trouble to learn how to do this stuff?
I guess I haven't had to really go to a doctor since I was 18 or 19. I'm 58 now.
Wow, so you're really healthy,
man.
Okay.
Real healthy. Everybody I know that acts and works like this are very healthy.
Why do you think
that is? Electrical energy, because our bodies were designed to work with these systems that are built into us. That's why most of y'all only use 8 to 12% of your brain. You're not activating these higher systems that are built into your bodies like I have activated. So these systems I have activated are these very advanced healing mechanisms that keeps my body super healthy.
Is it finally turning on the higher energies? Because they say, higher energies helps keep you healthy. It's the lower energy frequencies where sickness and depression, all that resides.
I never turn my energies off. I've always got them turned on.
Okay. So
I never turn them off. I wake up and I activate them before my feet hit the floor.
Okay. So these are very high energetic frequencies. Now, does this have to do with turning on that 98% of the DNA they say is junk DNA? Are you using that? Does this have to do with that?
Well, through my knowledges and learnings, I've learned how to consciously activate all my systems.
Okay, so
conscious energy applies the energy and activates the brain. The brain is a tool for consciousness to work with.
Okay, so you're turning on. So you're turning on through activating the energies. It also activates the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
I can resonate. That's why they call what I'm doing biointrinsic resonant energy. I can resonate an energy field. I can change the resonating frequency of the field. But the when I keep that resonating field at very close to 1.618 hertz, I get the best effect in anything that I do.
Okay. Okay. So what kind of energy is this?
Well, this is our natural life force energy. My grandmother said it was Holy Spirit energy going through us. She was real religious. And we just have access to lock on to, you know, I call it and look at it as locking on to source energy.
That's
life force energy.
Okay. Can you, now what do you do? Can you increase your energetic abilities? Have they increased through the years?
Yes, they have. The scientists have written up peer-reviewed papers about how my energy is increasing. The scientists see about a 25% increase in the amount of energy I can produce every year. They've noticed that. They've written it up in reports. They've been keeping statistical data on me for 26 years.
Uh-huh.
And there's a steady rise. As I learn how to do more things, my abilities and amount of energies I can produce to do those things is constantly increasing.
So then your abilities continue to increase. Can you control it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I do for the scientists. Under controlled lab experiments, I turn it on, turn it off, hit certain levels of energy and stuff.
Okay, what are some of the experiments that they do? Like, what all can you do with your energy?
Well, they can set up the lab experiments at the University of Virginia and hook up Skype computer monitoring it, and I can be anywhere in the country, and they'll run an experiment with me sitting at my computer where I can hear the computer in the chamber say when to activate my energy or not. And when I activate it, I nail 48 sensors inside that chamber, no matter how many hundreds or thousands of miles I am away from it. So I can, and have been proven to now, able to affect the equipment 87 to 92% of the time in all the experiments we've run on it. Those are long range. Back in the old days when I was working with Elfrad, with Dr. Levengood and all, I could affect 17 different sensory sites around the planet all at the same time. I've also, through some other experimentation I've done, controlled and worked with 43 different random number generators scattered around the planet at the same time, with all of them showing significant changes when I would do stuff.
Wow, that's interesting.
So it has a worldwide effect, and the scientists I work with have scientific equipment that can detect, measure, and record plot this energy when I do it.
So this just proves the point of what they say, that time and distance does not affect energy.
Does not at all. I can push people over or make them sweat like crazy on the other side of the planet in about 20 seconds with what I'm doing.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Well, it's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a lineup of great content back at AmericaOutLoud.com.
Yeah, and how do you do that? Just by turning up their energy?
I vibrate a field of energy up here at my end, and that resonates up and merges in with the quantum field. The quantum field then connects in and records in with the quantum universe. And so the people that I'm working with through the telephone or radio shows or whatever, I implant a special tracking frequency in my audio, my voice here, that when you hear my voice, whether it's live or in recorded sessions, it triggers your brain to open the quantum field and resonate in at the frequency I'm working with at this moment in time, and you lock on to it, no matter where you at.
Uh-huh.
All over.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, you said there are a couple of institutions that are doing, you said that was the University of Virginia and the Biophoton Lab. What are they discovering with those?
Okay. The University of Virginia is the one that does the EEG brain mapping studies on me, the Ray Westmore Neuroimaging Lab. And the studies are being conducted by Dr. Edward Kelly and Dr. Ross Dunsey. And they are the authors and the ones writing the papers and doing the studies only there. And down at the Ryan Research Center, I've been with them since 2008 in the bioenergy biophoton lab, plus other labs that we're designing and put together there. So I go up there. Every time I go toward the University of Virginia, I always swing by the Ryan Center and, you know, make a big loop and work at all the labs. So I go there to the Ryan, go in a chamber in the biophoton chamber, and when they tell me to turn my energy on, they look at the ultraviolet radiation that my higher brain functions produce and emits out in around my close proximity of my body using photon multiplier tubes inside a special sealed-off chamber to record it. When I crank it up, it cranks up in the lab. When I turn it off, it goes off in the lab.
Do you have, I was going to ask, do you have any brothers or sisters or any siblings that have this same ability?
I've got a brother. He's got a little higher energy in him, but he never played with it at all growing up. He got it, as I would say, beaten out of him, like all the other kids.
Uh-huh.
So, see, they used to tell me that I was playing with the devil, that I was imagining things, they make fun of me, that I was mainly playing with the devil and all these things. And so, they told me I was going to go to hell and all these things, tried to scare me away from it. Like they got all the other kids, they scared them all away from it by telling them that. But I hung strong with it.
Yeah,
Grandma kind of supported it in me.
Yeah, I knew your grandmother, you said, was a religious woman, and she used this energy to help people. Why do you think people automatically want to attribute anything like this to Satan?
That's just the way religion was designed to do. They want to have control of the people. See, if you tear this away from the people, you can control people that you take this away from.
Yeah, yeah. You're empowered when you start realizing that
Correct.
We're all made of energy and we can do things, and it empowers you. And religion doesn't want you to be empowered. They want to control, because if the people are empowered, they lose control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. It's even written in the Bible that, you know, we're going to be doing better things than Jesus was doing, but yet they won't accept that.
Yeah. Yeah. They won't explain what that is.
Now, I'll still, if I meet them on the street, I'll stand there in front of them, make them break out in a sweat and rev it up and let them feel the gravity waves, rock them back and forth a few times. They don't deny what I'm doing.
Yeah, but they offer no proof as to why this is evil. That's what kind of gets me. There's really no proof.
There's no proof at all. It's just they want control, and if they can't have control, then it's automatically evil.
Yeah. Now, because you use this energy to help people. Now, how do you help people with this energy?
I resonate at the field. I lock in with them, and it kind of like blows out the soot in your operating system. It causes your body's healing mechanisms to activate, come online, and then I charge up your batteries where your healing mechanisms draw their power from.
So basically, you're turning on people's healing mechanisms, so the body can start healing itself.
Correct. I'm turning on what they should have had turned on, like myself, all these years. I'm activating those systems that they would have had on had they not got this beat out of them.
Okay. Yeah.
When they were kids.
Yeah. So you think that really God intended for us to be using these abilities and having these abilities that you've got, that you have developed. God intended for everybody to use these because it'll make us healthier. Go ahead.
Why did he build you that fantastic brain and you're only using 9 to 12% of it?
That's a very good point. A very good point. So he wanted us to be empowered.
Yes, he did. He wanted you to have all the power and do all these things, but those in control of greed and everything and all couldn't have that. So if they keep you dumb and stupid, you can't do this.
That's right. And if they accuse the very thing that can empower you, if they say that's evil, then that's going to scare people away. And religion, I'm fully pretty convinced that religion, a lot of the people that make up religion are those that are the most fearful. some of the people that are not as fearful as others, a lot of times to me, now this is my theory, so don't go quoting me on this. This is my theory. The people that are not as fearful of things as others, I don't think they're a lot of times that religious, because they're not. Because I think the main controlling thing of religion is fear. It's fear and guilt. And I've said this before, if you take fear and guilt out of religion, it would collapse, because that's the control.
Correct. That's it. Correct.
Okay, so now when you build your Energy Institute, you're going to be teaching, you're going to try to open up people's minds and all to this. Of course, they're going to have to be kind of open-minded to do that to begin with. How do you think this is going to change the world if, when you start teaching enough people how to use this energy?
I hope I get enough taught in time before the world collapses around it.
I know. It's not looking too good now. We're really destroying our own planet. Do you think this has to do with us going to that next level of consciousness that a lot of people are saying we're headed?
I'm already at that level of consciousness. I'm trying to get more to come with me.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of your institute, is to help people raise their level of consciousness so that they can go to that next level.
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, you said at your institute that you're going to have medical doctors, naturopaths. Now, what will they be doing? Is this going to be working the body, soul, mind, and spirit, and physical, and everything?
Yes, everything. I'm also have about 12 acres of organic farmland. So we're going to have farm-to-table restaurant where we'll have vegan and Ayurveda-style restaurant. Then we'll be teaching that. Then I'll have different doctors with different modalities, all, you know, non-narcotic type. They'll do their things there. I'll just basically be supplying them a business location, and then they'll be working in with me and my clients. And then I'll be doing my classrooms to teach adults and children classrooms. And then have what we call, I guess, healing rooms. But it's not me doing the healing. It's a tune-up room. So we're, as people that are having problems, they can just come to the room at certain times of day. All this good energy all through them.
Yes.
And it causes them to start correcting themselves.
Okay. Now, how long will these, if people come to this, do you know about, well, first of all, do you know when you will open this institute?
Well, I'm working with different investors right now, and it's just a matter of getting a few more little details worked out, get my nonprofit status where we can get started. Once I can start breaking ground, I hope to be able to take in the first clients in within a year.
Okay, and how long will they be staying there? I mean, how long will the classes end?
I'll set up everything from daily weekends to 3 weeks or longer courses.
Okay.
A lot of it will become detox, learn how to eat right, learn how to live off the grid, learn how to restructure your life.
Okay. So when
and
they
new
leave
energy.
There, so when they leave there, they'll be able to be more independent, really, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. if everything breaks down in society, they'll be a little better prepared for things.
Okay, so that would be really good, and we really need something like that, because things seem to be getting worse and worse as we go further. And I tend to be an optimist, but you know, I think everything's going to be fine. But I don't know what we're going to have to do to get on the other side of what we're I'm afraid we're about to go through. You said that you're going to there's going to be a documentary made on your life. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they started filming it a couple of years ago. It's just gathering bits and pieces of things that I'm doing. If you go to my webpage, on the very front of the webpage, I kind of do my webpages for little stories with videos. That first video is the trailer that they created, and it's about the research that I'm doing, other different things. Now, we're getting testimonial videos put together right now. And so they're just working together to do a whole documentary based on my form of energetic learning and understanding and research.
Okay. Do you know when it'll be published, produced?
I was thinking this year until some of these newest things I've had developed. So I'm wanting to get a little bit more stuff involved on it, because it's like It's like every month new stuff is taking place.
Yeah.
Bigger things.
Yeah. Now, can you feel other people's energy? You know, some people are what they call empaths. Are you also where you can feel like empathic, that you can feel other people's energy or their sickness?
Yeah. Or if they're going to lie to me before they open their mouths.
Oh, that's a good thing to have.
That's a very good thing to have.
What are some of the other characteristics that you have that the average person doesn't have? Although we're seeing in some of these, and I talk about this a good bit, some of these children being born last 20 or 30 years, more of them are, and I want your opinion on this too, and see if you're seeing this, they're more sensitive, and more of them are empathic, and they can sense things, and they're just a different breed, and they say they're energetic frequencies vibrating at a higher vibration. Have you tried teaching this to some of the younger ones, and is it easier to teach it to them, and are you seeing a difference in the new children that's been born the last 20 years?
There again, I said I'm starting a children's teaching center at my place. I've learned that a long time ago. Kids are much easier. I can teach a kid in 5 minutes. It takes an adult 5-10 days worth of on and on to get them to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're much more impressionable. Are you seeing a difference?
Like I say, yeah, I'm seeing a higher level of consciousness in the kids today.
That goes with what other people are saying also, and I've been seeing it.
I'm teaching them. I do my lectures all over the country, so I've got people bringing me their kids in the different lecture locations, and I teach them, and I see them again about 6 months later, and they're learning and practicing. And I see them again about 6 months later, and I'm hearing all kind of crazy tales from their parents and stuff the kids are doing with the energies.
What are some of the things they're doing?
Making the teachers get warm and hot, rocking them back and forth, making kids fall down from across, not fall down, but push them back and forth across the room like I do.
Are they getting healthier? Is this making the children healthier?
Oh, yeah. Like I say, anybody turns these energies on and letting them, you know, all of you are letting them sleep in you. And you want to sit there and only use 9% of your brain, so everything you got in you shut down.
So this
when
could
you
be
turn
huge.
This stuff, yeah, when you turn all this stuff on and get it running and playing with it daily like I do, you do everything. Everything's fine.
So this could be an answer. So this could be an answer to our health care crisis in America.
Yeah, you wouldn't need as much going to the doctor as much as they've got going on. Of course, they made a business out of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You like to do demonstrations, and I want to do a demonstration on this show today. And so what do you have? We've talked about this. What do you have in mind? And first, we probably need to have a little disclaimer.
Yeah, if you have a pacemaker or something like that, you might not want to take part in it, or just sit there and be very careful if you do. What I'm going to do, and this your program will be listened to in the future, it's being recorded, but what I do can work in the recording, and it'll work just like it's in real time in the future or any time that your audience comes back and listens to this part of the program. So what I learned how to do a long time ago was vibrate up a field of energy, project it into the quantum field into the quantum universe, and have everybody, if you would, and we'll just go ahead and do it here, everybody that can listen to this in the future, now stand up, pull your feet close together, have them very close together right there. You want to do it too, Beverly.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. And let's also say if you're elderly, you may not want to stand up because we don't want to cause any problems.
Elderly, if you have a hard time standing, don't do this. But you can feel it sitting down. It's just not quite as strong. But if you're standing up, you normally feel it stronger. So stand up there, pull your feet close together, and I'm going to be quiet for about 10 seconds here and see if you feel it start happening on you. And I'm going to send it into the quantum universe.
Blew it completely.
Was that you?
That's me. When that energy gets high, like it messes it up sometimes.
Oh, really? Well, we just went off. So I'm recording now,
yeah.
So we'll...
You ready? All right, everybody, here we're getting started. I kind of messed it up there at the start. So stand up, feet close together. I'm going to be quiet for 10 seconds and see if y'all notice feeling anything. All right, you feeling anything, Bev?
I feel a little bit of tingling in my left arm, my left hand.
Are you swaying back and forth any?
I'm not yet.
A lot of people out there that are listening to this in the future will notice that you're swaying, rocking back and forth. That's me changing the polarity fields.
Yeah, I'm swaying now backwards.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to set up and hold a straight DC negative field. This should pull everybody to their front, forward, like up on your toes. I'm holding a straight DC negative field, and it has a forward pull to it.
I feel it.
Okay, good. All right, I'm letting off of it. I'm reversing the polarity, and this is what made people fart in church when I push like this. So I ain't going to try to make y'all fart, but if it happens, it happens. Here's the push.
Going backwards.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to let off. I'm going to pull you forwards again.
Going forward.
Okay. Now I'm going to let off, let it zero out. Now make sure you got your feet real close together, but be able to stand there. Okay, now I'm going to take you sideways. Keep your eyes open and everything. I'm going to pull to your right. See how many of you go to the right.
Wow, I'm going to the right.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to let off. I'm going to take you to your left.
Yep, I'm going to the left.
Mm-hmm. And see, by being able to push and pull you and then make you go to your left, make you go to your right, I'm causing your body's electrical systems to activate, come online, because then they go, oh, I know what that is. Causing your body's systems to oscillate back and forth, positive and negative, and it keeps your body's healing mechanisms operating.
So that's actually a healthy procedure to do, a healthy experiment there.
Oh, yeah. Seeing my hand up and mentally cause magnetic fields to pull and push them. And when you can sit there and mentally cause yourself to be pushed and pulled off balance, you're causing the whole electrical fields throughout your body to operate and function.
So does this help stimulate the healing process in the body, or do you do something different to do that?
Well, this is activating those systems. Kind of like blowing the soot out of the wiring system so that it all has power to work with.
So it's basically exercising the energy field.
Yes, it's basically exercising the energy field. It's just like doing your wake up and yoga or exercises to get going. This is the exercises for your body's electric.
Okay, so that makes sense. That makes sense. And the more you exercise your energy field, then mm-hmm. the healthier it's going to be.
Healthier you get.
Now, does this affect your chakras? Do you open up the chakras with this energy and let the energy flow through all of
okay,
the chakras?
I can let people understand that. I can light them up and set them on fire.
Okay, can you do that now? Can you make people start feeling hot?
Okay, I'll crank your temperatures up. Here we go.
Let's hope you don't knock the recording out again.
Yeah. Some heat?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I say, you feeling any heat?
Maybe
any warming?
Maybe a little bit.
It starts in the core of the body. It affects different people differently also. I've had groups of people. I have quite a few of them will get warm, but I might have 2 out of 20 get cool.
Okay. It feels like my core is a little warm, but my extremities feel cool. Does that happen sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Till you get your blood systems and circulatory systems running real good. Yes, when I do this energy where I'm trying to heat you up, make you warm up, I'm in the other sense, I'm charging up the batteries that are built into your mitochondria systems.
Okay, so would this help, then this would help the mitochondria work better also?
Correct. That's what it's doing. It's all flowing through the mitochondria.
Okay, does it help detox the mitochondria so that it can work better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Now, if you got one of these, because they're learning that the mitochondria is one of the big problems that a lot of people are having and is causing a lot of health issues. Could a person work with you once a week or whatever to really recharge the mitochondria, or how would someone get their mitochondria healthy doing this?
Because if you play with the energy, that's where it's coming out of, is the mitochondria. So it's causing all that systems to function. People that don't play with this energy, the systems in their bodies are going to sleep. So the problems start developing, and so these systems are asleep and not working on taking care of the problem, and the problems just get worse and worse and worse. Then you go to the doctor and he gives you a drug to make the effects seem to disappear, but they don't fix the problem.
Okay, well, how would people play with energy? Tell people how they can just learn to play with the energy and see what they can do to help exercise their energy field.
Well, there's where they'd have to take my classes.
Okay.
Probably. That's where I'm trying to set you up, is to teach you how to activate these energies. See, your brain is a power-producing system. But since you are only one level of conscious and you're right-brained or left-brained and not being both-brained like I am, your brain is not producing any power. Just sitting down there doing nothing but running at 9%.
Okay.
So I teach people how to consciously fire energy into the left and right side of the brain simultaneously at 1.618 hertz, and they start causing a movement of energy inside the brain to go to the left and right side under their control. And by doing so, it tears out that blockage in the middle and causes their brain to start producing energy.
So now you're going to have a membership site also. Now, and people can go to your website, ededwards.com, and they can sign up for your membership site. Now, you'll be teaching this also through your membership site, correct?
Yes. What I'll do is, right now I'm just getting everybody to sign up as a member, and I'm trying to get all the webpage learned. And that's supposed to hook you up to a newsletter thing. And once I get everything up and running, then I'll send out newsletters that stating what I'll have offering, what classes will be available and such. And then once I get set up in my location where I've got good high-speed internet, then I can start doing the online programs.
Okay. Do you know when that – well, that will be within the year also, correct?
Yeah, that's within the year also. You know, if I can just establish the ownership of the land and set up a base structure to start out of, then I'll start having all that.
Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. I want you to see if you can do one more thing with this, since we're still kind of in this demonstration mode. Can you make, sometimes you can do things, because I've talked to you before, of where you can cause the hands to tingle or the body to tingle.
To tingle or wiggle. Okay, if everybody would sit down, a recliner is the best, doesn't have to be, but sit down, turn your hands upside down and lay them on your top of your legs. I'm going to lay my phone down. Turn your hands upside down, palms upward, leave the fingers totally limp. Okay, now I'm going to send pulses of energy, see if your fingers twitch or wiggle any. Here it comes. Any stimulation in your fingers, Bev?
I feel just a barely just a little movement, just a little.
Just a little. Okay. Now, it might do something to you if you go back and re-listen to the program two or three times during this demonstration mode. See, I do this to people in person where I'll send this energy up through their feet and watch their fingers wiggle. A little trick I learned working with paraplegics and quadriplegics. I can make them wiggle their fingers even though they can't control nothing.
Has this energy been able to help them get a little more feeling in their extremities? Or
a little bit, but I need more to work with and more research and stuff. Now, I have gotten real good at making neuropathy go away in people. I can run this energy through people's feet that's got neuropathy. 5 minutes later, they'll get normal feeling again.
Wow. And it's basically you're just turning their healing mechanisms on, getting their energy
I'm cranking my energy levels up 500,000-600,000 times higher than what they ever run at, and it causes their nervous system to repair real fast.
And that's the part of this energy medicine that's so fascinating to me. It's you can do all kinds of things with this energy.
Let me give you an idea of how this energy is measured. It's measured in microamps. And scientists have been measuring it for years now. And they say the average person walks around and uses 5,000 to 7,000 microamps to control your functions of the body, the organs, and the muscles. Now, people that meditate and sit around and meditate and stuff and do therapeutic touch and hands-on healing stuff, they can come on up to about 25,000, 30,000 microamps. They see people in the Reiki end and stuff like that around 45,000 microamps. And then they got their surprise once they started testing Qigong and Tai Chi masters, these old Qigong masters and stuff. They found a couple of them, some of the Tibetan monks there that were around 80 and 90,000 microamps. And that was from a lot of meditation and playing around with it. But then when I got a hold of the scientists in 1994, I freaked them out. The very first time they measured me, I punched their machine out at 440,000 microamps.
Oh, my.
And they had to stand back and take a look at that and check all the wiring and then had me do it three or four more times, and I just kept repeating it. So after the first initial 4 years or 2 years of studies on me, they determined that because I played with this energy as a child, that my brain wired up and developed totally different from all the other kids that did not play with this energy. It caused my brain to evolve nearly 3,000 years over what they'd see out of normal people for what I'm doing with my higher brain functions. All because when I was a little kid, I was making people fart in church. Well, that was using energy of my higher brain functions under a knowing thing on a weekly thing, and that caused my brain to wire up differently than all the other kids that were sitting there doing nothing with it.
Okay.
So now today I can crank these energies up hundreds of thousands of times. Now, last time I was measured 3 years ago, I was 1,760,000, nearly 2 amps of controlled continuous energy I can produce and maintain for up to 15 minutes.
That scientists have measured. Wow.
That scientists have measured.
That's a lot of energy. A lot of energy.
And then that's how I can send this energy and plant it in the quantum universe where it resides and plays back in the future, where I can stand people up on the phone and knock them down on the other side of the planet. I'm using at least 700,000 or 800,000 microamps that I'm able to generate in my systems and then transmit. That's another function of the brain. There's a quadrant of the brain that will take any of these energy signals, convert them into the human resonance area of the planet and send this stuff worldwide instantly. So my brain is doing several different things all at the same time. It's producing energy, it's controlling, fine-tuning that form of energy, and then it's transmitting it.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot your brain is doing. That's
when
just
I do
amazing.
Those things, it makes all the sensors in my head go absolutely nuts when I crank it up and start doing that stuff. And then when they tell me to rest, they see my brain go back to the 9% like everybody else.
How does that make you feel?
When they tell me to turn it on.
How does that make you feel?
like going out and lighting a bunch of people up.
Does this ever give you headaches? Does this ever give you headaches or anything?
No, and if I walk up on people with migraines, I can clear them in about 12 seconds out of them.
Because you're getting the energy to flow.
Correct. A migraine is a stuck energy pattern.
It's ededwards.com, edwards.com. And also want to say that this show, a little health disclaimer here, this show is just for informational purposes only and it's not meant to be construed as medical advice. Thank you, Ed, and thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler with the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.